Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're still trying to get a hold of the anti-circumcision guy. That's my favorite. That's my favorite. Was that the only protesty type stuff?
I didn't see anything else. I didn't see anything else.
No for against government stuff?
Not that I saw, thank God.
Well, that'll get your ass kicked that day. Like, everybody's in a pretty good place. And the poor circumcision dum-dum. Like, I get it. You're mad at your parents because they cut your ding-dong. You know, maybe let it go or go talk to somebody about it.
Okay.
Maybe because they can't hurt you anymore, cowboy.
Uh-uh.
All right.
You'll hang out in the hospital. I don't know what to tell you.
Different crowd. Get yourself, you know, something to put a thick rubber band around your dick.
What? Even better, I saw another picture of the guy down there, and he had blood on his crotch. That's part of his protest.
Dude's really mad at his parents. Yeah. Like, he's really mad.
I didn't see that.
If I was the pediatrician in that birth, the OBGYN, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'd be worried he's coming for me.
Yeah.
I want my foreskin back.
He's got the Steve Buscemi hit list.
People who hurt my ding-a-ling.
Here's some duct tape and some bacon fat.
Just let it go. They can't hurt you anymore, man. Mm. I mean, I just want to see how mangled this ding-dong is. I'm be like, pull that thing out, man. Let me see it. I want to see how bad this is. Like, is it really bad? Like, what did they do to it?
I mean, because I can get behind you if I know
for
sure.
Was it like circumcised, like one of those flash dance shirts with it's off your shoulders? Like, what is it? What did they do? Did they cut it with pinking shears? It looks like the Jughead hat from the Archies. You know, does it look like a crown? Like, what is it? What did they do?
Yeah.
You know?
Is it like that guy that had the hole missing through the middle of his head?
Hold on. Jake just threw a triple hand up on me. He looks all excited. Brett John. Johnson. I'm reading as he types.
Brett went to school.
With two T's. Johnson. Circumcision. Is he the guy? Excellent. Hey, Brett.
Yes.
Hey, it's Johnny. Hello. We're on the air. Are you the guy with the sign of the circumcision deal?
Yes, I am. Yeah.
Golly. All right. So, first of all, sorry about your penis. Second of all, it probably is an unnecessary surgery. I don't disagree with you. Now, that being said, why would you do it there?
Well, I realize it's probably going to be one of the largest events in the history of Kansas City, and there's going to be a captive audience for several hours just with a crowd milling around waiting for something to happen.
You crazy bastard.
Probably welcome being entertained, you know, whether or not they're willing to admit it or not.
I was wildly entertained. Trust me, in no way was I offended. I was just like, damn, he's real serious about that. Tomahawk chops, not baby. I was like, damn. So,
how bad was
the reaction?
Catchy slogan.
Yeah.
It kind of went viral a little bit on
social
media.
I bet it did. You don't often see somebody. Go ahead.
Yeah, it was just a stroke of genius. I can't even take all the credit, but my brother realized that the last word in the slogan rhymed with tomahawk also the rock.
Right.
It's a vernacular word for...
For roosters.
Word for... Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And
he realized that rhymed with that, so I was like, oh, man, that's perfect. We have to go with that. People are going to love it.
Tell me something.
Audience for it, you know?
Is this your website or your cause, or is this something you're a part of in a bigger national picture?
Well, in a bigger national picture, I have toured around the country several times for a couple of years with a group called the Bloodstained Men.
God,
and they do have a great website. Right now, our website, I think I can say that.
Well, here I'll spell it: CockFight. Like rooster fighting, cockfight, like a cockfight. .org.
Yeah, our website is just. We just have a Facebook page right now that redirects to our Facebook page. But if you go to Bloodstained Men, that's a great resource for all the men that are fighting back against this just unnecessary and destructive surgery.
I'm not a doctor, so I don't know if it is or isn't. And I know the kid doesn't get a say in it, and I understand that. It is. Yeah, I mean, so whether it's here or there, but why this? Out of all the things in this world that are unjust that we could fix, like why this?
Well, you're right. There are a lot of problems in the world, but I think this is an issue that just a lot of people are not aware of. So it just needs awareness. And we are talking about the genital mutilation of half the population of a country as big as America. So
yeah, well, I guess I don't feel mutilated.
It is a problem.
I don't feel mutilated. I'll be honest. Like, here's my circumcision story. I was in Vegas a couple years ago with a bunch of buddies, and one of my buddies, British Lee, English, we have connecting rooms. I hear my friend Little Daddy just ask him, "Hey, Lee, why aren't you circumcised?" And, of course, at that point, I'm like, what in the hell is going on in this room? So I walk over through the connecting door, and there's Lee, nude, and because he's in super good shape, so he likes to walk around naked. But he's got this, I'm telling you, that's when the legend of the albino mole began. And it's probably not a nice thing to do, but we're all grown men, so it instantly became the never-ending joke for Lee. Because nobody's ever had a foreskin as long as his. It looked like a Klansman in his pants.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the way God made it. That's the way nature intended, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes we get wonky eyes and we fix them, though.
There's a reason.
Yeah, but sometimes we also get born with a wonky eye. We fix it.
Well, I mean, but this is something that every mammal has, male and female.
You're
actually.
Right. So you're right.
Women have an analogous part, and some cultures cut that off of girls. You know, almost every American agrees that it's wrong to cut girls, but there's like a moral blind spot around.
No, I agree
with respect to boys.
I agree with what you're saying to that to a degree. Like you're talking about that when they cut their clitoris off. That's a completely separate issue. That's not the same. That's not our ability to have pleasure.
Less than 10% of female genital mutilation are what you're describing as clitorectomy. Most of them are the hoodectomy. Hoodectomy, which is just the removal of the clitoral hood, which is less tissue than a foreskin.
Well, I mean, I have to give this one to you.
A lot less nerves.
Because I don't know. I truly don't know. I have to take your word for that. But here's the thing. I find it kind of funny in the sense that you got out there. And, of course, you guys are using humor to get people to pay attention. And what were the moms, the Karens of the world? You know, the Johnson County housewives. What was their... Were they super upset?
That's true. Yeah, actually, there were quite a few children there, you know, because of the parade. And so, yeah, there were some women that were like, you know, cover their kids' eyes and say, "Hey, their kid's here." And we're like, "Hey, that's why we're here. We're trying to protect children from genital mutilation." And, you know, they couldn't hear it.
Well, it's a surgery.
When the parents weren't looking, we'd slip them one of our leaflets or something.
Take a look at it later.
But the kids get this because they haven't been brainwashed yet. They haven't cut one of their kids, so they don't have any psychological block to accepting that this is wrong.
Yeah, so listen, I believe...
You know, kids, college students, they get it.
Wouldn't you be better off trying to lobby the...
Rated R, this organ, yeah.
Wouldn't you be better off trying to lobby a law against this instead of... I mean, you're making people aware, but I think they've already kind of made up their minds on what they accept and don't accept. If you were going to really affect some kind of change, wouldn't you want to change what is an acceptable surgery?
You're right. Actually, we do have intactivists. That's the name of our movement. We are intact activists. Intactivists, and we do have intactivists working on the legal side of it, and you know, lobbying legislators and things. And actually, San Francisco once had it had a referendum on the ballot to ban circumcision within San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it was the ACLU that worked to get that removed because of the religious.
No. If you're Jewish, like you can't argue that. Like that's part of their religion, and you're into a world that you can't that you're not going to affect. You're just not.
Yeah, we actually do have a lot of. Jews in our movement.
Yeah, but I bet they're not practicing.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, because you're either adopted or you don't, right?
You'd be surprised.
All right, so tell me this. Have you dealt with your parents? Like, what is your relationship with your mom and dad now that they mutilated you?
I think they tend to see my side of the argument, but they just won't admit it because they have a daughter that cut their grandson. So we sort of have they can't take sides on the issue.
Did you talk? Did you argue with your sister about it?
Yeah, I did. It got pretty ugly. That's kind of how I got involved in this movement. When she was having kids, I just kind of instinctively knew this was wrong to do this because of my background in biology, and I even worked at a pediatric clinic, but the doctor did not do them. And then when she started having kids, I started digging into it more because I knew I needed to come up with some persuasive arguments it's a rabbit hole when you start.
No, I get it. You don't
read about it. It is a deep rabbit hole, you know, and that it's just.
So how do you tell me this?
Not aware.
How do you feel it has affected you in life to have your foreskin removed as a baby? Like, what do you think it has damaged you? Is it you not feel good in your penis? Do you feel it's ugly? Do you feel it's hurt your sexuality? I'm just trying to see how it affected you in real terms.
I mean, I do feel violated. I mean, call me crazy, but I would have preferred to experience life with my whole penis and the way nature intended.
I got you. I understand that part. Like that's more. And, I guess to me, that's more of an idea as opposed to does something hurt.
Yeah, you know what? It's almost impossible to understand what it would be like to since I was cut as a baby. It's almost impossible to understand what it would be like to go through life with intact genitals, but you can read about it. You can intellectually understand.
I can give you my buddy Lee's phone number.
You can talk to men that have been cut as adults, and a lot of them consider it the worst decision they've ever made in their whole life. And men have committed suicide, believe it or not. Yeah,
because they got circumcised
as an adult.
Yeah, there's a famous story of a British man that he was living in Canada. Recently, I don't think, you know, just a couple of years ago or something, and his urologist claimed him, or convinced him to get a circumcision, and, you know, he just trusted him, and he later regretted it so much that he became so psychologically
distraught
that
listen,
he killed himself. And
I feel
mother,
like, you got to be careful with this, and I'll tell you why. Anybody who's ever lost someone to suicide, it's not about a circumcision. It's about a deep, deep, deep uncontrollable depression and sadness, and it's so much deeper than that. And I'm not saying that that's not mortifying or whatever, but like, as somebody who's lost friends to suicide, like it that ain't the same thing, and it's just not. So I'm just telling you, as you're trying to get your cause going, you better step gingerly around that with people, because you're not going to get people on your side, I think, with that.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of myths about the foreskin in American culture. I mean, people just don't realize that you amputate half the skin of genitals. You drastically change the mechanics of sex. The foreskin is a self-lubricating moving part.
It
reduces friction. I mean, that's the way nature designed us.
No, I got you there. I totally get that. But we also, for sake of argument, let me throw this. We also... Let me ask you, just because I hope I'm being fair with you, and you feel like I'm being fair with you, because I think it's very interesting. I think that maybe, don't you think the revolution, we had a covering over our penis because we were evolving. We didn't have clothes or pants or protective gear, and we were running through bushes and stuff. You know, there's a reason we have hair in our nose and we have hair in certain places is to prevent orifice from being filled up with gunk. I mean, there's an evolutionary situation there.
Yeah, it definitely has protective functions, but I mean, you know, scientists have identified like some 16 different functions that it performs. It also has sexual functions. It's richly innervated. It has.
It also repels
of the
women.
Nerves of the penis.
One of the biggest things it does for us is repel women.
Well, that's just because there's a stigma in our culture. You know, most of the men in the world are intact, and famously European men. European men or European doctors criticize American doctors for recommending
and you know what, and I do see that
doesn't exist there. It's just the opposite.
Here's what I agree with.
When they learn we're doing this to our boys,
Brett, here's what I agree with. I agree it's a surgery that may not be necessary, that you are not able to give your consent for. I don't disagree with you. Is it damaging? I don't know. I had one. It doesn't seem to bother me. I'm pretty crazy about my wiener. Trust me, it's not so good looking that I want it to be any... I don't want it to look different than anybody else's. I'll be honest with you. I'm just trying to get through this life. It's, but I understand it bothers you. I understand you don't like it.
Yeah,
and but you're the sign thing.
I would recommend that. I'd recommend any of your listeners get on Netflix and just look up the film American Circumcision.
It
just came out. It won a lot of awards. It's a good introduction to our movement. And also, if you really want to delve into the rabbit hole of this issue, watch on YouTube a presentation by a man named Eric Klopper. It's called Sex and Circumcision, an American Love Story. And especially for men. I mean, he's like a man's man. He's a rugby player. He's also, his intelligence is off the charts. He's a physicist. Now he's in law school. But he gives a presentation at Harvard University. But it's not a typical college lecture. It's extremely entertaining and very educational.
Can't they put some back on? I mean, they can give you a really round ass. They give you boobs. They give you cheeks. They give you pecs. They give you stomach muscles. All this plastic surgery. You're telling me they can't put a bit more skin on your penis and just sew it back on?
I mean, hopefully one day they will be able to, but it's a lot easier if you just don't cut it off to begin with. There are biotech companies, I think, working to, you know, regenerate tissue, but it's, I mean, I think that technology is still pretty far out in the future. But there's a non-surgical method for, it's called restoration.
Yeah.
That people can look into.
Weren't they trying to use cadaver? Weren't they trying to use eyelids for a while?
Yeah, I've heard that joke. Oh wait.
Yeah, but they were cockeyed.
Actually, if you can do, right. But actually, you can do just the opposite. If you still have your foreskin and you lose your eyelids, like in an explosion,
they can put it on there.
That's a joke, but I think that actually is. I think that's actually true.
Sure. Well, look. But I'm glad that you didn't. Did anybody threaten you yesterday, or were you all right?
You probably should talk about some of the funnier things that happened. Yeah.
This, by the way, if you're just tuning in the show, this is Brett Johnson, the circumcision guy from the Super Bowl parade yesterday. Like roosters fighting, his website is cockfight.org, and he's against circumcision. He was out there
with his signs.
And his bloody crotch and his circumcision signs. And so everybody's at the Super Bowl. And see, it doesn't offend me. And also, having a discussion with a kid about a surgery it's not sex. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like you were showing a woman's vagina or sexual imagery or even those creepy bastards that show pictures of abortions to children. It's a sign with just text and directing somebody.
Yeah.
And again, you got a little offensive with your vernacular, but that being said, what was the reaction from people?
Well, people react very strongly to our message, we get a lot of love and hate both. I mean, people love to weigh in with an opinion on this subject, you know, and so actually I was a little overwhelmed when I entered the area in front of the Union Station. People started throwing stuff at me. They hit me with a pretty good sized water bottle.
Oh, buddy!
The crowd was so. And people have hit me when I was standing on the side of the road at intersections and stuff. People throwing stuff at me.
That's luckily not too much.
I was okay. Yeah, but it was kind of dangerous because the crowd was so dense that, like,
yeah.
I'm sure people around me were getting hit too with stuff.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe you don't do that. And why put yourself in that? Don't do it. You know, go stand outside standing outside a hospital. Go protest outside a hospital so that maybe the parents going in will think about it.
We do that. We protest the pediatricians annual conference every year, wherever it is in the United States, and the obstetricians annual conference, wherever it is, and which is kind of an intactivist reunion every year. It's a good party. And, but the doctors, we want to go where people are, where the decision makers are going to go.
Well,
especially
just be careful.
For parents.
Just be careful.
They're going to be raising families in the near future.
Right. What? Just be careful. Just be careful, man. Just like, you know, it's not worth dying for. It is just what it is. By the way, and the last question I had to ask you, because I know you feel so strongly, like when you go to the gym and get in that locker room and you see a guy who's got his foreskin, are you like, lucky, you have no idea? Do you covet that? Are you jealous?
Oh, I would say a little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
But, the foreskin's got three quarters of the nerves of the of the man's genitals.
Hey, listen, I don't need any more sensitivity. I wish I had less. I'd slam that thing in a goddamn drawer. Are you kidding me? The whole time I'm like, don't finish, don't finish, don't finish, don't finish. The last thing I need is to feel any better about this.
Yeah, well, you either have a foreskin or you have a scar. That dark ring around the penis is a scar where the foreskin used to be attached. I was gonna say one other funny story. I was up in the north in New England with the Bloodstained Men touring, and we were at the historic site where the Boston Massacre was, which is a very busy intersection with tourists and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So a man did punch me there.
Oh,
and
now see, that's crazy to me. Why punch somebody because they're against circumcision?
I know. Men just get angry. They get triggered, you know. I don't know. Well, I did say to him, he tried to tell me to shut up, and that really gets under my skin when somebody tries to silence me, you know.
Yeah, sure. Of course.
This is America. This is
That's right.
We have the free speech.
You should throw little rings of calamari at people.
Why aren't you fighting back? Well, you know, why aren't you standing up for your rights? Did they cut off your balls too?
Oh, well, that's why he punched you.
Brett,
that's why he punched you.
Good one, though.
good shot.
Well, you got to understand, they sell kinds of derogatory things towards us, so you know, we can't assault them. So I don't know. You should always wear turtlenecks.
You should always wear a turtleneck when you're out there doing this. Always, always, always. That should be the rule. The only uniform is a turtleneck, almost to your chin.
That's good. Yeah. Well, yesterday I definitely was because it was so cold. Oh, I got to tell this anecdote. In New Hampshire on that same tour a couple years ago, I said the same thing to a man that was stopped at a red light intersection, and he was he's yelling at us out of his window and everything, and I said the same thing to him, and he just got out of his car and charged us, but he forgot to put his car in park.
Oh.
his car started rolling forward.
Right?
His car started rolling forward, and he was, getting ready to, shrug me or something. And we were all pointing at his car, and he realized his car's rolling down the street. So he had to run back. We definitely had the last laugh.
Just like your foreskin, your car's gone.
There it rolls.
Yeah. From now on, you should really go get some those round calamaris. And have them deep fried and hand them out as you're walking through the crowd and just offer people snacks.
We just had a booth at a business and health expo in Overland Park.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people just kind of they walk by our table. We were representing an organization called Your Whole Baby.
Uh-huh.
That's a good resource for especially moms and young families. YourWholeBaby.org. And we had a booth representing them, and people just walk by, trying to pretend like they didn't see us and stuff. But so we're like, we need to have some food out here.
Calamari rings. I'm telling you, listen to me, Brett. Calamari rings.
Yeah.
Sitting there, and even the little sauce is red like blood. Yeah. I mean, just eat your foreskins, people. Eat your foreskins.
Oh, my God. That is funny, but I think that belongs in, a haunted house or something.
Listen, that's how you get their attention. Get their attention.
Foreskin demonstration.
Yeah. And then when they go, it's gross,
isn't it? I definitely believe in that.
Yeah.
I definitely believe in that. That's what sells, or that's what gets the message, right? If it bleeds, it leads.
Right. I appreciate you calling. And
you're welcome. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Hey, listen, man. Get to the moon, man. Do what you got to do. But if you just want to check out his message, it's an anti-circumcision message. You may have seen on social media the guy carrying the picture, the giant poster board around with the slogans and the tomahawk chop and the baby C. Brett Johnson's his name. You can find him at cockfight.org or on Facebook. It's all there. You can get your own information. Make your choice for yourself. All right?
Yeah, and I know there are a lot of sympathizers out there because people just don't talk about it. So people don't even realize their friend or neighbor is on our side.
Again.
But they start coming out of the woods when we do our demonstrations. But yeah, if you want to get involved, we also have a group called the Kansas City Intactivists. And it's on Facebook. You'll find it.
Okay. Listen, you need to sell foreskin scarves so people wrap them around their neck. That's funny. And also have to sell turtlenecks and mock turtlenecks in flesh colored.
Okay.
I think it's very good.
Thank you. Yeah, maybe you could be our consultant in the future. Yeah.
I have an idea, man, Brett.
Yeah.
By the way, okay. The fact that your last name is Johnson is fantastic.
Yeah, it is perfect. I didn't realize that.
I love you. Listen, we're going to be friends. I dig you. All right, listen, I'm going to put you on with Jake, and we're going to get your number, and then whenever you have a new protest or something going on, man, we'll put you on the air. We'll talk about it.
Great.
All right.
All right, appreciate it.
Stay there. Hold on. I'm cool with him. I don't care.
He's all in.
Listen, I wouldn't go to a Super Bowl parade full of drunk bastards and in any way try to stand out. You notice that everybody's wearing red?
Mm-hmm.
And I get you had red on your crotch. But that's not going to be a drunk crowd. It's not a receptive crowd. You know what I mean? We're here to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Again, you might be better off standing outside a hospital and getting people to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
In his defense, granted, nobody asked the kid if you want to cut his wiener. If you asked me as an adult, can I cut your wiener? I'd be like, no, I don't want you to.
We're done talking.
That being said, I don't believe, out of all the things that ruined my childhood, I don't know that that was it.
I think you're spot on with that.
You know, I mean, there were some really uncool spots in my childhood. I don't remember it. I'm okay with it. I can't imagine any more sensitivity. Jesus Christ. It would rest on the goddamn thing and go off. You know, I would never make it to the garage.
No.
I'm like, someone ruined the driveway again.
Yeah. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.